Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
What we want to do right now, though, is get a check-in on your money and your life. The stock market's gone through the roof. Jobless claims have gone through the roof. I don't know what to make heads or tails of. And I see a headline, Americans are raiding retirement savings during the coronavirus pandemic. Nearly 3 in 10 Americans have decreased or stopped their retirement savings due to the economic fallout, one survey found. Joining us on the phone right now from Kingsview Wealth Management is our friend Paul Nolte. You've heard him on the Wintrust Business Lunch many times. Hey, Paul, how are you this morning?
Doing very well. Enjoying the sunshine. Thank you.
Enjoy it while you can. I really appreciate you taking time on a Sunday. I know we've heard you often on the Wintrust Business Lunch, so we always thank you for your advice for our WGN Radio listeners. That headline that Americans, 3 in 10 Americans, have either decreased or stopped retirement savings due to the pandemic. What's your quick take on that? Is that a really bad idea, or is it, hey, it's a tough time? We can pause that from time to time.
That's a hard one to say. You should pause it from time to time. And I think part of it, too, is we've gotten a lot of help from the government through the end of July, at least. For those that are still working, remember that you're not going to get a pension anymore. So the pension really is kind of on you to take care of through your 401k. And in many cases, companies are still matching your 401k contribution. So in a way that's, quote unquote, free money. So even if they give you 25% on your 5% contribution, that's 25% more than what you would have had if you didn't contribute to it. So I think that's really kind of a last ditch. You know, things are really bad. Need to stop your 401k contribution. So we would encourage people to try to continue to find a way to at least make that minimum amount that companies are matching. You may want to dial it back if that's a problem. You know, if you were doing 10%, maybe at least come back a little bit if it's a struggle for you. But you certainly want to match or at least make as much of a contribution as you can to get the company match.
And I imagine that's one thing is, you know, don't decrease what you're putting in if you can. Decrease a little bit if you absolutely have to, but make that a last resort. But I would imagine you would say don't take money out of there if you can possibly avoid it.
Right. You know, that one's a real tough one because it hurts in a couple different ways. If you're under the age of 59 and a half, you take the money out, and I'm not talking about a loan, I'm talking about taking money out directly. You're going to get a 10% penalty, and the dollars that you take out go on your income taxes as ordinary income. And there's the potential of bumping yourself up into a higher tax bracket. Some options are to take out a loan, so you're kind of repaying yourself, but then you're also foregoing the potential returns in the markets while you are out of that, and now you have to pay that back. You get laid off, change jobs, now that money is due immediately, and if you're unable to repay it, again, that comes out as a withdrawal, and the fees and penalties and income taxes are due. So that gets to be a slippery slope, taking those dollars out, because then you're winding up with a big tax bill come year end.
Paul, there has been some talk about waiving those fees, about the government passing something to allow that for a short term. That has not happened?
That's not happened yet. You know, we're still talking about a lot of different things that are going on as far as potential changes for a lot of these programs. And until it actually passes, I wouldn't bet on anything happening until we actually get that signature.
312-981-7200 is the number. If you have a question for Paul about your savings or about what you should be doing with things, we'll take that. He is with Kingsview Management. You can, after we're done, not right now, you can call Paul also directly. I'll also give out an email that you can reach out to Paul for advice. When we talk about savings right now, if you are in a place where you're doing okay, where this has not completely gotten to you yet, but you're hearing, I feel like, Paul, I'm torn two different ways on what's going on in the world because the stock market keeps going up, but the jobless numbers are terrible. We know that we have added all this debt to the national economy, that cities are suffering with tax losses because of the revenue that's not coming in from restaurants and entertainment and everything else. Where do you see things going, and what should we be doing right now if we can save? Where should we be putting that money?
Well, you know, the market has gone up a lot, mainly because of the technology stocks, and that is a direct result of the economic shutdown that we went through. So a lot of those companies like Amazon, like Apple, Peloton, those companies that benefited from us staying at home have pushed the markets higher. Now what we're starting to see is the economy starting to open up. We're starting to see restaurants, we're starting to see theaters and airlines and all of those types of things coming back. Now, mind you, they're still not anywhere near what they were before, but there's an improvement. And Wall Street looks not so much at the magnitude of the change, but the direction of the change. As long as things are getting better, Wall Street's happy, and that's part of the reason why we're seeing that improvement in the markets. So if you are looking at the markets and saying, well, all right, technology's done great, we got to buy a lot of technology. Technology right now is kind of the play, if you will, if the economy continues to do very poorly. If we don't have that recovery or we shut back down again, technology would be a good place to go. Right now, it's very expensive, in our opinion, and we'd be looking at other parts of the economy as things open up. So transportation, we still have to move goods and services. Some travel, we're starting to see some travel open up. Manufacturing, we still have to make things. Those types of companies have been kind of passed over during the last 6 months, and many of those companies look to be providing, at least today, some very good value.
Is the market overweight right now? Do you see a major correction coming up?
Major correction, yes, and most of that is driven by technology. Typically, this is a lousy part of the year, and especially in an election year, September and October tend to be very poor parts of the calendar. During election years, September, October tend to be a little bit worse than normal. Does that mean that you should sell everything now and wait until after the election? Again, probably not. Our view is that the correction will probably be driven more by technology companies and other parts of the market that I mentioned before, like manufacturing and even some international, probably are going to skate through okay and do fine. Where the correction is probably going to happen is going to be more focused on tech.
We're speaking with Paul Nolte from Kingsview Wealth Management. We'll take some calls for you, for him, next. 312-981-7200. Matt Bubala in for Dean Richards here on 720 WGN. If you are, you know, I'm going to turn 50 next year, so I've got some money in a 401k. I don't have nearly enough. I don't know what I should have, all these things. But we have listeners who are about to turn 60 or older. You said that there will be some corrections. At what point do you say, and you should be talking to a wealth advisor, of course, about this, but what's your concern for people that are hoping to retire in the next 10 years about where their money is within a stock market that is, at least in the tech sector, so overweight right now?
Yeah, there's a couple things there. One is a lot of people don't look at their 401ks. They get it set up when they first start working, and they said, okay, I'm going to retire in 2050. I'm going to buy that target date fund, and then that's the last they look at it. And it's one of those things that you should review every 6 months, maybe a year, because there's changes that happen inside the 401k. They bring in new funds. They get rid of funds. So you want to take a look at that. And I think the other part of it is, saving enough. A lot of people, because again, it's on us to save for our retirement. We don't have those pensions anymore. So it really becomes incumbent on us to actually put away a lot more money for ourselves. $1 million, unfortunately, doesn't go as far as it used to.
How crazy is it to have to say that sentence?
Well, with interest rates essentially at zero, you know, you think you're only going to get 1% maybe out of the fixed income if you were to put it all into fixed income. That's $10,000 a year. That's not nearly much to live on.
No, it's not. Especially, I think a lot of us think, well, we'll have the house paid off, where our expenses won't be that bad. But you'd also like to be able to live a little when you get to that age. And you have to remember property taxes and every other thing that you'll still be paying, even if you're able to get a mortgage taken care of, right?
No, absolutely. And what will happen when you initially retire is you want to do all the things that you couldn't do when you were working. So travel is a big one. Usually in the first 5 or 10 years, doing a lot of traveling, going places, seeing things that you couldn't do before. So that's where a lot of the money gets spent. And certainly, you know, again, you know, you want to make sure that you save for those dollars. And then the medical expenses pick up after you're age 70 plus. And again, that's a huge part of the bill later on in life.
Let's get to a quick call. Mike, you're on 720 WGN with Paul Nolte. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Mike. I just have a question, sir. I purchased a new home a little while ago, and my old home sold a little while later. So I had some equity build up naturally in my old house. I can physically pay off my new house and with the mortgage. Is it better to do that or just save the money from the equity and do something with it? Because as you said, you know, you might get 1%, maybe.
All right, listen in, Mike. Go ahead, Paul. What do you think about that?
Yeah, there's two schools of thought on that, and it's always a discussion I have with clients, and it comes down to cash flow. I just refinanced my own house and pushed it out 30 years, and looking at the expected return of the financial markets, maybe not in the short run, but over 30 years, certainly being something north of 3%, which is the cost of the mortgage. I'm able then to put that money away and invest it for the very long term. I can use those dollars to pay off my current mortgage or use the dollars to pay the monthly payment. I can deplete that account if I'd like to and use that to pay the mortgage so I don't have to take it out of my checking account. That's the financial decision. The other one is the emotional decision of I don't want debt. I can't stand it. Don't want to have it in retirement. And pay it off. And if that makes you feel better, then by all means do it. If it keeps you up at night to say, oh, I have a mortgage, I'm 60, 65 years old, I don't want a mortgage anymore, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to pay it, it's not worth staying awake trying to figure that out, make the payment. But a pure financial decision, I think it makes a lot of sense to push that out. And at current very low interest rates, the returns in the market should be much greater than that over a 30-year period. Maybe not over a 6 or 12-month period, but certainly over 30 years.
You know, Paul, one thing I feel like we don't think that much about when we hear, oh, these mortgage rates are so low or there's 0% financing on cars. So even if we don't have great places that we want to invest money, but we have some money right now, we might think about certain things like that. But your credit rating matters so much in those things. That incredible new mortgage finance rate is not going to be as incredible if your credit score isn't good. So should we be looking into trying to make sure our credit score is as good as possible to be able to take advantage of certain things as the, you know, as we're uncertain about how the economy is going to go?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's one of the things that you should be keeping close track of is making sure that on a monthly basis you're paying off your credit card. The key to all of this is going back to our parents and grandparents' days of living within your means. I make X and I live on X minus something. So I think where a lot of people get caught is, I'm going to use the credit card to buy this. It's a great deal. I really want to have that. And I'm going to pay it out over the next couple months or so. And then something else happens. And now they can't. And things get stretched out. And they start winding up getting behind the eight ball. And so that is very, very important, is to make sure that your credit score is as good as it can be, that you're on top of your debt, you're taking care of your credit card debt, paying that off as quickly as you can, because those rates, unlike the mortgage rates, are still very high, double-digit rates. Mortgage rates, obviously, very, very low. Yeah. The credit card is where everybody gets caught.
Paul Nolte from Kingsview Wealth Management. You can reach Paul P. Nolte, P-N-O-L-T-E, at kingsview.com. And Paul, you're okay with me giving out the phone number, too?
Sure.
312-237-3813, 312-237-3813. I'll give that out again after the news, everybody, if you want to take it down. Paul, thanks so much, as always, for being on the air with us, and have a great weekend.
You do likewise. Thank you so much.
All right.